Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Ship's log. Things are not going to plan. We seem to be under attack, and I'm not sure we'll be able to deliver the trap package successfully. There are reports from the surface that there are...
She's regaining consciousness.
Oh, that's all I need. I was hoping she'd be asleep till we got there. Prepare starboard cannons. Prepare starboard shields. Incoming fire.
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 2, Flight of the Submarine.
We've hit hostile ships near the Crab Nebula. Weird, this is usually a safe zone.
I think they're bounty hunters.
You'll need this. Try and stay still.
A bucket? Why?
Oh God, what have you done to me?
They're coming up on our left, Kilner.
Can you spin?
If I cut the engines, then restart, I should be able to lose them in the smog.
Thank the gods for industrial pollution. We can't stay here long. Dax, can you find out what the hell's happening?
Yeah, I'm on it.
What have you done to me?
I haven't done anything. You're just a little travel sick.
Take me to the hospital, please.
I can't do that, Samantha.
It's fine. I'm insured.
I doubt it.
I think we have other things to worry about first.
Of course I am. Fabi said he'd sort it all out.
You may want to rethink your feelings towards Fabi.
He's screwed us.
He wouldn't do that.
Sure about that?
Thank you.
Is that...
Thank you all for coming.
There'll be a good explanation.
6 months ago, my beloved fiancée, Samantha Trapp, escaped from prison. We'd arranged to meet at the Crab Nebula spaceport, but during her escape, something went wrong. Something went horribly wrong. I cannot say how sorry I am to the partners and children of those guards brutally murdered by Samantha in the course of her escape. Trey Kincaid, Corbin Dallas, Joseph Hallenbeck, and Jeff Talley will live on in our hearts. I didn't know that Samantha was capable of this desperate act, and I am deeply saddened by her deed.
Son of a bitch!
My appeal today is this. Samantha, if you're watching, please hand yourself in.
I had nothing to do with that. He turned up, opened my cell, and we escaped. I didn't kill anyone. He must have...
Hey, I believe you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Once again, if you know anything about the escape of Samantha Trapp, please report it to the Nakatomi Galactic Force immediately. There is a reward of 4 million credits for her capture, dead or alive.
Interesting.
So do you want the good news or the bad news?
I'm sure I can handle any more news.
Okay, I'll start with the good news. They haven't caught us. Yet. The yellow sub has some pretty good camouflage software, and Automnicon is indifferent to the law, so you're safe on that front.
And the bad news?
Fabio didn't pay up, and there are some consequences you might not like.
Right.
Look, let's get away from here first. We got here 2 days early. They were waiting for us, but I guess they didn't have the full welcoming party ready.
Hello, I'm Sponsorbot.
What?
I love you.
What is that? That holographic thing?
Oh, that's a Sponsorbot. They kind of float around sharing advertising with people. They're perfectly harmless.
Here's a promotional message from Automnicon.
Are you floating, stranded, all alone in the depths of space?
Struggling to receive nutrition? Dying of hunger? You should have stocked up on breakfast paste, but it's too late now. Breakfast paste, it's nutritious.
I'm glad I get to speak to you. Bye!
See? Not so bad.
Well, it's friendly at least.
Sometimes it wants us to read ads out for it. But that gives us money off our debt, and we only have to read out the ones we like.
Oh.
Hey, what's wrong? We're still alive, aren't we?
I was going to marry him.
Well, at least it happened now.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm afraid you don't actually have that much of a choice.
You're going to hand me in?
No, that wouldn't fix things for either of us.
4 million credits would end your contract and buy a nearly new ship. With a brand new warp drive.
Dax, that's pretty heartless.
Just being logical.
You're being kind of a dick. Come on, she just lost her fiancé and her entire family.
What?
They're siding with Fabio on this one. Sorry. Apparently you're the one bad egg in a family full of angels. Responsible for every fraud, every murder, and every bit of tax evasion done in your family's name for the past 25 years.
But I'm 27!
I guess you started young? Look, you're fine here. You're safe. And you haven't got that much of a choice.
Can't you just leave me on a planet somewhere?
Not exactly.
What?
Do you remember the contract you signed?
I guess. Vaguely.
Did you read it?
I know Fabio did.
But you didn't?
No. What?
So, you know Automnicon?
Oh, of course I do. They're my family's biggest rivals.
They own you.
What?
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. That's how they started out. You take a loan from them, and then they own you until you've paid it off. With interest. A whole lot of interest.
And that's legal?
You think there's any way in hell I could own this ship otherwise? I'm from a mining town on Pluto. I couldn't afford this in 1,000 years. And it's going to take me 2,000 to pay it off, at least. But smuggling you was supposed to buy me out.
And now?
You're in debt too.
But...
Who do you think provided the tank? The cryogel? The oxygen?
I thought they were yours.
Why did you think smuggling you cost so much?
I thought you were just, you know, a capitalist.
Okay, this might explain some things. You have to watch it anyway. Regulations.
Hello, new employee, and welcome to Automnicon. As a new debtor to Automnicon, your pre-signed contract has been interfaxed directly to our accounts department, from which it cannot be retrieved. You'll receive regular updates regarding your debt levels and any interest rate changes. As per the terms and conditions of the contract you signed, you are now contracted to Automnicon until you've paid off your debt or the end of your natural life, whichever is sooner. You will find details of your missions in the inbox of your shipboard computer. Make sure you check it regularly, as being late to any missions we assign you will of course incur fines. And a final note on health and safety. As a technically self-employed indebted contractor, all Automnicon employees are entirely responsible for their own health and well-being, which means no tricky health and safety guidelines to follow and no obligatory fluorescent jackets. If you die, that's your own fault, and your family will inherit your debt. We hope you enjoy working for us as much as we enjoy your service. Automnicon, we own you.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
It was 7,000.
Oh, that's nothing. Fine.
Initially. You know what compound interest is, right?
How much?
900,027 credits. And counting.
You're stuck here. With me. To work it off.
I can't work it off. I'm a trap. Surely...
That means less than nothing to Automnicon. Believe me, I'm as thrilled as you are. After what happened last time.
What happened last time?
Crocodiles. Look, it's not a bad life. It's interesting, at least.
It's squalid. You live in a little box.
Well, now we live in a little box, which makes it about half the size. It's an honest living.
You're a smuggler.
And according to your fiancé, you're a murderer. Anyway, I'm more of a jack of all trades. Mostly I do repairs. You get to travel a lot, see the universe.
Oh, you've got a job. 3 days normal travel.
Oh, leave me alone.
Okay, you sit there and try and drink something. You're probably pretty dehydrated. I need to go and look at the schematics.
Where are we going?
We have a job.
Can you drop me off at the hospital? I feel like I'm dying.
You'll feel better in a little while.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
You can't afford to be safe, Samantha. You go to the hospital, they'll give you a saline IV, charge you 300 credits, and then... Oh, they'll call the police!
But...
If there's an emergency, I've become quite a good surgeon over the years. You learn a lot reading books and, well, having to practice. You'll be fine. Believe me, it's just travel sickness. Although it'd be interesting to operate on someone else. I've gotten really used to using a mirror.
I won't work for Automnicon. I refuse.
You don't work, you don't eat. Or breathe.
Is that a threat?
Well, it's not my threat. It's Automnicon's specialist air system.
Thinking of withholding your service? Planning an act of disobedience? Contemplating protest? Automnicon's specialist air system means you needn't worry about that anymore. Any disobedience will be concluded quickly and quietly by our intelligent air systems. Concerned with finding a way to peacefully resolve strike action, Automnicon's engineers developed Automni-Air. Automni-Air draws information from your shipboard monitors and withholds precious oxygen from anyone planning descent. From hunger strikes to Molotov cocktails, we've got you covered. Automnicon, we own you.
Look, why don't you go and have a lie down? I've got a spare boiler seat you can borrow.
You're keeping her?
Looks like it. Hey, maybe she has hidden potential.
Still think the 4 million credits would come in handy.
Nah, poor kid. She doesn't deserve it.
Warp drives, though.
Get on with the navigation, Dax.
Oh, if I must, Captain.
What's waiting for our intrepid repairmen out in the darkness of space? Merriment, adventure, or death and destruction? Find out in next week's episode of We Fix Space Junk.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Fabio was played by Chris Montague. All other parts were played by the cast, along with Vicky Barron, James Bradshaw, and Headley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
Yes?
We've had some information back from one of our ships. A new debtor, Miss Samantha Trapp.
Ah, so things are going to plan regarding the Trapp Mining Corporation.
The what?
It's above your pay grade. Keep me updated on her whereabouts.
Will do, Miss Lam.
Now, stop hassling me. I'm on my lunch break. On second thoughts, he knows too much. Lionel, have him put down.
Rate, review, subscribe. Do not rage against the dying of the light. Accept the fading of your spark and your own inevitable demise. Embrace it. Chase it. Automnicon, we own you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
A wee supervillain?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God,
he could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No. Oh, but yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lack the answers to, yikes.